plagued a potential nugget.
Karthik, thanks for your time. Excited to be talking to you.
Thanks for having me. I'm pretty excited too.
Let's start with the first one, Karthik. Again, rewinding the clock, you're an alumnus of BITS Pilani. Give us an insight into how you thought about academics as a career option at the time you took the plunge.
Well, so I think one has to rewind back to the late 90s. And I think there were two factors at play at that time for me. The first was that I think in India, the kinds of jobs that were available were very different. And from an entrepreneurial standpoint, there wasn't much of an ecosystem. So I think the only kinds of jobs that a lot of my classmates went to were typical software development jobs. Mm-hmm. And I spent some time doing that. And while I enjoyed technology, I didn't feel like, I wanted to be a software developer long term. Mm-hmm. And I was more interested in the business side of the tech industry. And so I was really thinking about, maybe a tech-focused MBA or something of that sort. And pretty much most people did one of two things during those days. They either took up a job at an Infosys, a Wipro, or, some MNCs had just come into India at that time, like Novell, Honeywell.
Yeah.
And I'd worked at Novell and Honeywell. Mm-hmm. Or they went to the U.S. to do an MS. And I chose the latter option, which is go to the U.S., but I didn't want to do a master's in engineering. I wanted to do something which was more business focused. So I originally decided to do an MBA, and I wrote to a bunch of schools that had a strong computer science department and a business school. And I kind of explored, could I do an MBA and get a fellowship? Mm-hmm. And that's what actually led me into the path of a PhD, when one of the professors got back and said, I can't give a fellowship to an MBA applicant, but I can if you do apply for a PhD program.
Fascinating. So it was actually opportunistic in a sense. You didn't go out to do a PhD, but responded to an opportunity that came along.
That's exactly right. I think I had no such intent. I applied only to all these master's programs, some MBA, some MS in tech and business kind of combination type of programs. Mm-hmm. And when this opportunity came up, I didn't know how to respond to that. I actually remember there's an uncle of mine who's been a big mentor, and he, he was one of the people who really urged me to take it up, because he was kind of saying, look, anyway, if you want to do an MBA at a place you would like to, you'd have to work 2-3 more years. Eventually this 5-6 year commitment, as it appeared for the PhD, wasn't as long as you thought. And also, don't worry, things will work out. And I actually wrote to the professor explicitly asking him, have you placed students in the industry? And he mentioned a list of students who had gone into consulting firms, to IBM and things of, and firms like that, which is why I finally said, okay, maybe I'm ready to take the dive.
It's very interesting you say this, because at some stage when I was considering a PhD, one of the pieces of advice I was given was, if your walking in assumption is you do not want to become a professor, then don't even think of a PhD. So it's interesting that your professor got comfortable with the fact that you were looking at PhD as a means to finding an industry opportunity, and was willing to live with that. So it's fascinating to hear that.
I'm actually surprised in hindsight, because now when I have my own students, I would prefer that the student end up in academia, because you put in a lot of time in training a student, and you want to see the student perform well within your community and produce results within your community and so on. And the payoff isn't quite there if the person goes to the industry. But my advisor said yes, but of course I'll also say that in my final year, he was also instrumental in convincing me to apply to academic jobs as well.
Got it.
The key takeaway for me is that there are some professions where the light at the end of the tunnel is quite far away. Medicine, academics are two professions that come to mind immediately. But in these situations, it's all the more important for people to talk to a few individuals who've been on that path and really have a chat about the realities of that path. What are the highs like? What are the lows like? And map it back to what you think gives you energy. I see several people jumping in, taking the plunge, and very quickly, within a year or two, realizing that there's a fundamental disconnect. Thank you for listening.